Wow. Welcome in at 4 o'clock. If you're looking for Harbaugh conversation, odyssey.com rewind. So in the lead up, we are 17 days from college football. And every day I'm trying to find some fun out of it. So I had this conversation. Now, Evan, I'm going to lay out ground rules for you and Rico. Rico was bewildered because in the break, and you can see it physically, I removed his laptop and cell phone from him.
You stole all of his stuff.
Well, because to play this game the right way, you cannot have technology. No. I see what you're doing, David.
Yeah, can I have my Connor Stallions? Tell me in my ear.
Here's what we're going to do. My struggle with college football, largely, is how can I love my team when I don't know my team anymore? Mm. And we've made jokes about, you are the inspiration for this. Michael, they've brought in 78 new players. And I'm like, yeah, that's part of the issue.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about when I said I was at that fundraiser. I'm like, I knew three players.
Okay, well, that's also a part of it. Yeah. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go around the room. And it's a process of elimination. Think about the game like musical chairs. Let's say it starts with you. You have to name a player on Michigan State's roster. God. Then it goes to Evan.
Can I name a guy by
number? Then it goes to me. The first person who cannot name a member of Michigan State's football team is out. The second person who can't do it, the game's over. What David and Kenny are tracking is accuracy. You can't say linebacker guy who doesn't wear gloves. No, it has to. You got to have a name.
God.
Okay. They're going to be tracking accuracy and the total count. Meaning, I said on the air the other day that as I begin drilling down for Cash the Ticket, certainly my number will rise. But as I sit here right now, I question whether I could name 30 Spartans right now. On an 85 scholarship team. And I wonder if the people driving around on a gorgeous Wednesday can play along here. Like, this isn't a Michigan State thing. I think it's any fan. So I thought it would be fun. Okay. And it's not a gotcha game.
No. Okay, I'm like, give me this. Trust your boy.
Now, here's what I want to do. Before we play, okay. I want to set an over-under. And we can do some lunch bets here. And then we are going to be ready to launch. So start with this. First of all, Kenny and David, if you have to handicap this, who is the betting favorite to be out first?
Boy, I don't want to disrespect anybody here. I'm going to say Evan, because Mike, your mind is encyclopedia sometimes. I don't think Evan has that. And Rico's at all the practices. He knows the families. He gallivants around. He's glancing with everybody. I think that puts Evan at a distinct disadvantage.
But Evan
might have a kid on the team. He just doesn't know.
You know, I do have the new NCAA game that has all the players in it.
Didn't even think about that.
Just saying.
Evan could have been doing advanced scouting.
See, that's here's the thing. Rico doesn't have the game, but I think, Mike, you're going to be out first.
Okay.
I do.
I don't take offense to it. I loathe where college football is at.
Are you kidding me? Mike can tell you who planted the blades of grass.
I know.
In Boise.
I know.
Well, they play on turf, so that's not accurate. Listen. It's the blue turf. I actually think I might lose. Because this is the issue, right? Whether you're a Michigan State fan, NC State, Kentucky, like, just pick a program. Even Oregon. Right now, Oregon is one of these teams that is talked about as a title contender. The amount of new players on the Oregon roster, I think an Oregon fan would have a hard time naming the players. So much of what we talk about, both because they're scandal-ridden, but they're also really good at football. We talk so much U of M. Mm-hmm. We haven't done much Michigan State. There's not a lot to go on. It's the fog of war. So I thought this would be a fun thing just to shade over 2 weeks from season opener. Okay. And we put it to the test. Now, here's the question. Between Evan, me, and you, what is the total number of players you think we will name before the game is over?
Oh, before the game is over?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say 12.
Evan.
You said once two guys are out.
I'm going to go 23
and a half. It's got to be a hook.
23 and a half.
Go 23 and a half. David, over under, if you had to set it, that by the time two of us can't come up with a player, the game is over. What's the total number of players we will have named?
16 and a half is what I'll go with.
16 and a half? You really think we're terrible. Okay, Kenny, 23 and a half, 16 and a half. What's your number?
I was thinking more like you'll name 20. That'll be the total, so 19 and a half.
Okay. But do you so you understand why? Like, in if you did this 4 or 5 years ago, I'd name all 85. It really wouldn't be a problem. Now, chaos. Total chaos. But the one rule, and then we're going to ramp this puppy up. Are we okay with a mispronunciation?
Yes. Yeah. As long as you have the number to go with it.
Oh, the number? How the hell am I supposed to know what number these guys
all
are
right.
wearing?
Well, I don't know if your pronunciation is just being made up.
Number?
Yeah, you can't
if
blurt
it's
out.
If it's you could, Avon, no, it's Evan. Okay.
Right. Yeah. But what you can't do is, oh, number 98. No.
They do go 1 to 99.
Hold on. You can't play that game.
I'll take number 0.
0 to 99, actually.
Double 0 to 99.
All right, so here's what we'll do. You guys have to pick a winner, and then there'll be a bonus round for whoever wins.
Because to keep going?
Yeah. How long can they keep going naming players, and we'll set the marker for free lunch.
Ooh.
9.5 additional players.
Okay. It ain't happening.
No?
Hungry Howies will not be getting a phone call.
4.5 will be the additional. All right, so we're ready to play.
Yeah.
Now, if you play, now here's the deal. If you place a bet on the guy who wins, you get free lunch.
Ooh.
But if your bet loses, you're buying the lunch.
That's right.
So you got to place your bet on who the hell's winning this. Kenny and David, who's winning?
Rico, I trust you. I believe in you. You might have kids on the team. I'm on Team Beard.
Exactly. I'm also on Team Beard.
That's a lot of pressure.
Let's go, black man.
Oh, okay. Don't hit that drop. Do not.
I'm not, but I think I just made another one.
Let's go, black man.
Yeah, probably. All right, we're going to play this in a moment. Don't make a move. This is going to be complete buffoonery. Very exciting. Are you ready?
Yeah. Can like during
do you
the
need
break
a gummy before this?
I would love one, but I don't think the Odyssey would like that. But can I write down some names right now?
No, absolutely not. This is about
like, off the cuff.
Right. I'm just saying we can't even just write down
as
names.
I sit here.
No,
without-
no, because what happens? Smart people look stupid all the time on Jeopardy. Why? Because it's live. You're in the
all
moment.
All right.
And what I don't want is you to be able to cross names off a list.
And we need his computer closed, too.
Done here.
Close that thing. Get your phone out of here.
Done here.
Don't throw it.
It's on the floor.
All right.
I don't do that.
Phone. Gone.
All
gone.
Right. I just want an even playing field.
Gone.
All teams need to play on this surface.
Rico killed this sport, and we're going to prove it next. 97-1. All right. So we're going to do this. Rico Beard, are you ready?
I am ready.
Evan Jenkins, are you ready?
Semi.
This is what Rico's done to my sport in living color. David Music. Okay. We start out with Rico Beard.
I'll go with the easiest one, Aiden Childs.
All right, starting quarterback. That's one.
Is this Jeopardy where I can give just a last name?
Evan.
Can we just give last names or it has to be the full name?
No.
Full name.
All right, Nate Carter.
Okay, starting running back. I'm out. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. Everybody calm down. Ken Talley, Penn State transfer, defensive end. Back to Rico Beard.
Nick Marsh, wide receiver, freshman.
Definitely friends with family.
Nick Vailing, tight end.
It's Jack Velling, but I'll allow it.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Number 12.
I'll allow it.
Tight end, transfer, Oregon State.
Oh, my. Tanner Miller, Oregon State transfer, the center.
Oh, yep. Yes. Very good in the game.
Chuck Brantley.
It's a good one.
I'll always thank him for what he did versus Michigan. Mm-hmm. But my God.
Charles, but we'll give it to you.
Yeah, but when you know the players and you're partying with them, it's Chuck.
All right.
Over to Evan Jenkins.
How about friend of the program, Darius Snow?
Okay.
Yes.
Good one. Oh, the lousy Van Summeren, who's never healthy. The D tackle.
I know it.
Alex.
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, I'm going to steal that one.
He's never healthy. Over to Rico Beard.
I'm going to go with Montori Foster Jr.
He's still there?
He is still there.
I am going to go with part of the famous Father's Club, Antonio Gates Jr.
Tried to leave.
Twice.
Figured out nobody wanted him. Okay. All right. Kid they got from Oregon, defensive tackle, Ben Roberts. Sounds like a creative player. That's a real human being, Davis.
Is. He's in the game.
All right, over to Rico.
Linebacker, Jordan Hall.
Good one. Kenny, what's our number total? Want to see how we're doing on the over-under?
You just got 5, Rico. Evan has 4. You also have 4, Mike.
Okay, so we're up to 13. This is positive. All right, over to Evan.
This is a questionable one.
Ooh, tell me the kid is left.
No, he's on the team. I just am unsure of his first name.
Okay.
Backup quarterback, Alex Milkovich.
I will accept it. Yeah, I will accept that.
Yeah. What, is he a true freshman?
No, Aiden Childs left my team on NCAA, so he's
what
now
is your whole reference point? A video game?
Yes! I mean, I'm not at practice. I'm here.
I'm not at practice either. I got
Jesus.
A show.
I got a reference point, though.
I'll go, he's battling for a starting gig on the O-line, Ashton Lepo.
Yeah, he's there.
I don't know if he's any good. I just know his name. Over to Mr. Beard.
Jordan Turner, linebacker transfer from Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a good one.
Who? Okay.
Yes.
Over to Evan. We're in trouble if he's naming guys like that. Over to Evan.
All right. I believe this might one. This might
Evan
get me
is
out.
Physically sweating, Kenny.
It is, I believe it's Ron Glover, 15, wide receiver. Am I wrong? Am I out there?
I'll give
it. Isn't it not his first name?
Isn't
but it's
it
Glover?
Duron Glover?
Yeah. It's Jerron Glover.
All right, Ron's in there.
Yeah.
His friends call him Ron.
Yes.
Amazing. Okay. I remember. Okay, read an article. They wanted the kid, and he went to Illinois, but then he transferred before ever playing for Illinois. AJ Dennis. Offensive lineman.
AJ Dennis is correct.
All right. I survive another round. Over to Rico Beard. How bad is this? The only kids I know are the ones you read in the newspaper who transfer.
I'm going to go with Dylan Tatum.
Whoa, 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 whoa. It is not AJ Dennis.
Ooh.
Now we see an Andrew Dennis. Is that the same one?
I thought it was AJ.
Okay.
It is Andrew.
Okay, all right.
All right. Listen,
maybe the A
he might
stands
be Andrew
for,
Jr. Right.
Look, he changed A.D. Mitchell's name to, like, Adam Amathopoulos.
Hey, that's his government name.
Just checking.
Okay, continue.
I think I'm out.
Dylan Tatum.
He has Dylan Tatum. That's a good one.
Oh, Evan's hitting a wall now.
No, because I only know the last names, because it's on their jersey.
Then just say one.
Eckley, the punter. Eckley. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Ryan Eckley, the punter, yes.
Who the hell is that?
I use him quite often. In
all right, the punter.
Okay, I'll stay with special teams. I pray to God this kid's still in school. Jonathan Kim, the kicker.
Yes, he is their kicker.
Over to Beard.
Wow.
Ah, now it's getting dicey.
Let's
pick an O-lineman. What do you got against the O-line, other than they stink?
I think he's still on the team.
Uh-oh.
I think it's Willie Ade, A-D-E.
What is that, a beverage?
Yeah. It's like Gatorade.
Willie hold Ade. On, hold on, hold on.
Ade's any Willies.
I know who he's naming. It's A.D. Wiley. I don't know that kid's ever played in his life. Is he still there?
No, he's
okay.
There.
All right. I'm helping Rico. I'm trying to be a friend.
Right. Yeah, he's there.
Back to Evan Jenkins. You need a gummy to calm down? You all right?
I think.
Uh-oh.
Just so I can go out with no class, I'll say Jalen Berger, even though I know he's on UCLA.
You can't do that.
He's out. I'm out. I got nobody else. I'm like Kramer. I'm out.
Evan's out. How many did he name?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
It's not bad.
Meanwhile, Rico's in a meditative state.
No, let it be. Because I see, but I can't. It's the
name. That's my problem.
Let it be known that I had Evan out first. That's me. That's a point for Kenny.
Okay. I'm going to go with number 43, Malik Spencer.
Ah.
No. He's actually a good ball player.
Safety, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's a good player. I know. One of our few. Mano a mano.
I'm drawing a blank.
It's tough. How many players total are we through? Like 30-something?
No.
20-something?
Barely. Sure as hell, I have a name to starting 22.
Yeah. 8-10.
Look at this.
24.
Rico, we're going to need an answer.
Angelo Gross.
Ooh.
He's still there?
Yes, he is.
How wasn't he encouraged to transfer?
He is. That's a good one.
God.
Good one, Rico.
Still there?
Making plays, man.
All right.
Taking names.
All right. All right.
Because they wanted him over Sauce Gardner.
Oh, my God. I'm going to throw up.
Seems like an even trade, right?
Is the lousy JUCO we had at left tackle still there, Baldwin? He's terrible. Is he still there?
Yes.
Oh, I would have given Oklahoma him for free as a part of the Spencer Brown transaction. Over to Rico.
Okay. If we're allowed to do that, just last name?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. The other Gross, his brother.
There's another one?
Just double Gross? In.
Watching him play is gross.
Avion Gross.
Yes.
Avion!
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. This creates a bit of an issue. God, I don't want to blurt this name. Oh, I don't have to. I know this guy's still with the team, even though I wish he'd leave. Cal Halliday.
How do we miss that?
You know he doesn't wear any
what
gloves.
What a layup, dude.
Yeah, it was.
He was born in a cornfield. Yeah, and he can't cover anyone.
Doesn't matter.
I really thought, Evan, you would choose him early.
Oh, why is that?
White guy. And I don't wear gloves.
There we go, gloves.
Over to Rico.
Gillison's little brother, Gillison, the tight end.
Why do all the bad players we have brothers? Why is it never the good ones? Trenton Gillison?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yep.
Wow. This is back and forth.
All right. Hold on. Hold on. The kid, he's from around here, but he went to North Dakota State. I believe it's Tommy Schuster.
Yes. Chippewa Valley QB. Alum. He is on the team.
Yes. Back to Rico.
Went to the same high school. Can I give hints?
No. Rico is staring out the window right now.
I really want to give one, too.
No.
Evan.
Can we each give a hint?
I don't care. I don't take this that seriously.
There's a transfer running back that came in, but I don't remember his name.
Oh, that's a great hint.
Well, I don't know his name. That's why I couldn't guess him.
Rico Beard.
He's supposed to play a lot.
This is so bad.
What's his name?
Come on.
It is. Amari. It's not Amari Cooper. Because the fundraiser was for him and his family.
Oh, it shows how much you cared.
He doesn't even know what his name is.
Kid's got somebody dying and you don't even know his name.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think I may be out.
Maverick Hansen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes! I survived!
It was a UMass running back that I was thinking of.
We're taking kids from UMass? You know we're
K-Ron
down
there. Lynch Adams.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That's true.
And there's an easy one we missed, too. Oh, are you still going? Rico's out?
Well, I got a name.
Now you got to go.
So I got to get 4.5 for lunch.
You're so low.
You're at 12.
Somebody who hates the sport so bad.
I do. You're at 12.
All right.
You got to get 5.
Everybody, stop the seat. Just sit there for a second. Hold on.
There's an easy one out there.
You keep saying that. Just hang on.
He has a brother.
Okay. What? Oh, God. Is Gavin Brocia still there?
Mm-hmm. Offensive lineman.
He's there.
Okay.
Yes.
The tight end. Not Velling.
Oh, you're not even going to get this one.
Oh,
just,
you're...
Just pass, because I thought about that one, too, and I'm like, I have no idea how to even say his name.
I'll get it.
See, number 82?
Mm-mm. Braden Parachek.
Yes.
That's two.
Oh, no, that wasn't the one. If he gets
Wait a minute. Now, did this kid leave? Because if he did, there's a guarantee nobody wants him. I can't say his last name, though. It's Goody. Is he gone?
Gone.
All right, where's he? Home Depot?
Yeah.
Nobody wants him.
Don't we have another Goody?
No.
I thought we had brothers.
No. What about Jonathan Tullis? Freshman back?
Yeah, Tullis is on the team.
Yes, he's on the team.
He's in the game. 35.
Oh, God. All right. Guys, I'm pretty tapped out. Who's the easy one I missed?
Magnum.
No, he's not. He's at Michigan.
Yeah, but the running back's still here, right?
No, they took him back.
That's why the other brother
is that one?
No.
Then he called the ambulance, and he went to the enemy.
Now I know one.
Go ahead.
Is
this the fundraiser you didn't care about?
No, it was Adeli tight end.
Okay. I'm done.
Adelolo, Falaye.
Sure. And that is the result of Rico Beard. Okay, that was mentally draining. If you're looking for the Harbaugh stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind. We did it in hour number one. There is new news today, and you can do what you want with it. David, some ticket texts, and then I do have an update on...
Yeah, you created this game. Like, man, I wish I could have wrote down some stuff.
No.
Because then afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I forgot Jalen Thompson.
Because when it's live...
Alante Brown.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Does Alante Brown count?
Yeah.
On the roster, yeah.
Okay, sadly.
Yeah, someone is asking, how can you forget Jalen Thompson right here from Detroit?
Because you're under duress.
Right, you're thinking, and it's just like, okay, I had a name, and then Mike just said the name, so now I got to go back and try to figure out something else. Yeah, Sean Smith.
But it speaks to how difficult it is to be truly passionate about your team now when you don't know your team. I always use this example. When MSU was actually good, believe it or not, that happened. Kenny, I know it was a long time ago, but you saw a player developing one year and you were excited to watch them the next year. Now, guys come and go before you ever get to see them. Mm-hmm. And there are so many players like Tony Lippett or Jeremy Langford or Connor Cook. None of those guys would have ever been around to become the superstars they became to help MSU win the Rose Bowl. So it just... This is part of the struggle that I do. Okay, call me a boomer. I think a lot of people like me struggle with this.
So because you won, will you now shut the hell up and saying that I ruined the sport?
No. Absolutely.
Someone is asking, Rico, did you let him win so that he doesn't give up on the team yet? Another person.
I was waiting for him to say Chris Bogle.
Chris Bogle?
Yeah, still there.
He's terrible.
Still there.
Okay.
Yeah, he is still there. I am looking at his name right now. Someone's saying full name and spell it. That's what
use it in a sentence.
Another person says, oh, brother, it's going to be a long season.
Yeah, it's... Look, the win total for MSU is 4.5. I said this a few weeks ago. I will say it again, and we're not doing it every day. If Jonathan Smith... is anywhere in the 4-8, 5-7 range, he can go back to Oregon. That's insane. In the portal era, with well-heeled NIL, at a place like State, no, come on.
In the portal era, you got it. If your quarterback is there, you're not. That means that he failed with Aiden Childs, and he's got to go and do it all over again, and it's going to be another step back.
Yeah, kill me. All right, David, go ahead.
Someone says, where's Joey Hauser for year 9? Wrong sport.
Yeah, there are. And now you still have these super seniors floating around the sport. You know,
this is the last.
The very last. Like Alan Bowman, who was at U of M for 10 minutes. Alan Bowman is back again for year 7 or 8 at Oklahoma State. Yeah. He's their quarterback.
Because I forgot the. Because, yeah, it's like, didn't he come out with Lamar Jackson? Like, he came out with, like, in the class of like a lot of people.
He was old when he played for Texas Tech. Then he came to U of M, didn't play. Then he popped up at Okie State. I'm like, wait, this dude's still alive? Mm-hmm. He's back again.
Well, it's funny you say that because when I was looking at this roster, there's a kid on your roster that went to Farmington Hills Harrison, Well, that school hasn't existed in like 6-7 years.
Oh my
God. And he's still on your roster.
Who's that?
Maverick Hansen.
That's the D tackle.
Yes. This is his 6th year. Wow. Someone says before the matchup, they said Rico will win. Matt on his way to a concert. Then he responded later and says, I'm disappointed in you, Rico, for not winning.
It's not easy.
This game was set up. It's culturally biased, okay? Oh, let's just call it what it is.
Really? The white helmets. Jesus. My God, this drop's going to haunt us. The point I'm making is it at least when you're participating, do you understand more why people like me struggle? Not knowing who the hell is on your team is a huge impact on the passion.
I actually thought it was Evan because Evan's been playing with them on the game. So it should be fresh in his mind. Like, contrary to, I haven't been up there this entire season.
See, the thing with him is he was telling us he knows the numbers because of the name. He's been throwing it to number 9, but what is his name? So that's the problem with him.
Sad state of affairs in Evanland. All right, go ahead.
They need to implement a rule that you have to sit out a year on your second transfer. No exceptions for injury or coaching changes.
I think what needs to happen, and again, you know, as it would relate to U of M and you want the NCAA to go away, I think we all do, but they're here now. Once the NCAA disappears, you're going to have a real problem in this sport if there's not a true central governing body that has the ability to collectively bargain a real labor agreement. There has to be a labor agreement.
Or if you sign this NIL deal, you're here. I'm signing you to a 2-year deal.
That's right.
You cannot transfer.
That would help.
Or you pay back every dime.
The problem to me, and it would, I don't know if it would bother you, the listener. I just hate the idea of, oh yeah, I love this guy. He's a sophomore. He's become a really good player. Oh, but he's going to be a pending free agent at the end of the year. Listen, I get enough of that on Sundays.
Well, that's where you are. Cause I'm like, you know, what if Aiden Shotley, well, fine. Then he'll be in Alabama next year. It's like, I guess you just can't win.
No, you can't. The situation has set fans up to lose. Let's say Spartan fans, all 12 of us that are left, are, oh my God, Aiden Childs is a ton of fun to watch. This is great. You can't really invest because the kid's going to want even more money. Like Oregon, for instance. Phil Knight, the reports are Phil Knight has just said, I'm going to die. I need a title. Dan Lanning, don't even call. Just send me the invoice. Let's say Aiden Childs is really good. And then they lose Numbnuts, the kid from UCF in Oklahoma. Gabriel. Let's say he goes bye-bye.
Right.
They come to the table and they offer $4 million for Aiden Childs. He's gone. Gone. So what was the point of being passionate?
But they got the quarterback from King, so.
I know. Bad example.
Yes, I get it.
It's just as
one. If he blows up, then right. He becomes like, the hottest commodity. Like Dylan Gabriel left Oklahoma. Which you're thinking, Oklahoma's safe, right?
Nope.
No.
Definitely not. I mean, even Kenny, like the idea they have Carson Beck and they take good care of Carson Beck, they lost their backup. You know, they had a good backup, that Vandergriff kid. Now he's at Kentucky. You can't have – that's the
other – lost too.
Yes.
Because they had Rayola's kid.
Yes. That's the other problem I have is it's very unnatural in college football not to have a backup quarterback. In the NFL, it's different. If you have Pat Mahomes, your backup can't possibly make any money. Mm-hmm. College football now, you literally had a pig farmer as the quarterback of Utah last year, that Brandon Barnes kid. He was a pig farmer. They didn't have a backup. Like that irreparably damages the game. Quarterbacks are one hit from being out.
Not every team has 5 quarterbacks, Mike.
I see what you're doing there, and I'm not taking the bait. Not doing it. Okay, that was mentally draining. If you're looking for the Harbaugh stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind. We did it in hour number 1. There is new news today, and you can do what you want with it. David, some ticket texts, and then I do have an update on...
Yeah, you created this game. Like, man, I wish I could have wrote down some stuff.
No.
Because then afterwards, I'm like, yeah, I forgot Jalen Thompson.
Because when it's live...
Alante Brown.
Yeah, it's hard to do. Does Alante Brown count?
Yeah.
On the roster, yeah.
Okay, sadly.
Yeah, someone is asking, how can you forget Jalen Thompson? Because right, you're from Detroit.
Because you're under duress.
Right. You're thinking, and it's just like, okay, I had a name, and then Mike just said the name, so now I got to go back and try to figure out something else. Yeah. Sean Smith.
But it speaks to how difficult it is to be truly passionate about your team now when you don't know your team. I always use this example. When MSU was actually good, believe it or not, that happened, Kenny. I know it was a long time ago. But you saw a player developing one year, and you were excited to watch them the next year. Now, guys come and go before you ever get to see them. Mm-hmm. And there are so many players like Tony Lippett or Jeremy Langford or Connor Cook, none of those guys would have ever been around to become the superstars they became to help MSU win the Rose Bowl. So it just, this is part of the struggle that I do. Okay, call me a boomer. I think a lot of people like me struggle with this.
So because you won, will you now shut the hell up and saying that I ruined the sport?
No, absolutely.
Someone is asking, Rico, did you let him win so that he doesn't give up on the team yet? Another person.
I was waiting for him to say Chris Bogle.
Chris Bogle?
Yeah, still there.
He's terrible.
Still there.
Okay.
Yeah, he is still there. I am looking at his name right now. Someone's saying full name and spell it. That's what I...
use it in a sentence.
Another person says, oh, brother, it's going to be a long season.
Yeah, it's... Look, the win total for MSU is 4.5. I said this a few weeks ago. I will say it again, and I'm not. We're not doing it every day. If Jonathan Smith is anywhere in the 4-8, 5-7 range, he can go back to Oregon. That's insane. In the portal era, with well-heeled NIL, at a place like State, no, come on.
In the portal era, you got it. If your quarterback is there, you're not. That means that he failed with Aiden Childs, and he's got to go and do it all over again, and it's going to be another step back.
Yeah, kill me. All right, David, go ahead.
Someone says, where's Joey Hauser for year 9? Wrong sport.
Yeah, there are. And now you still have these super seniors floating around the sport. You know,
this is
six,
the last.
The very last. Like Alan Bowman, who was at U of M for 10 minutes. Alan Bowman is back again for year 7 or 8 at Oklahoma State. Oh, yeah. He's their quarterback.
Because I forgot the... Because, yeah, it's like... didn't he come out with Lamar Jackson? Like, he came out with, like... in the class of, like, a lot of people.
He was old when he played for Texas Tech. Then he came to U of M, didn't play. Then he popped up at Okie State. And I'm like, wait, this dude's still alive? Mm-hmm. He's back again.
Well, it's funny you say that, because when I was looking at this roster, there's a kid on your roster that went to Farmington Hills Harrison. Well, that school hasn't existed in, like, 6-7 years.
Oh, my.
And he's still on your roster.
Who's that?
Maverick Hansen.
That's the D tackle.
Yes. This is his 6th year. Wow. Someone says, before the matchup, they said Rico will win. Matt, on his way to a concert, then he responded later and says, I'm disappointed in you, Rico, for not winning.
It's not easy.
This game was set up. It's culturally biased, okay? Oh, let's just call it what it is.
Really? The white helmets. Jesus. My God, this drop's going to haunt us. The point I'm making is it at least when you're participating, do you understand more why people like me struggle? Not knowing who the hell is on your team is a huge impact on the passion.
I actually thought it was Evan, because Evan's been playing with them on the game. So it should be fresh in his mind. Like, contrary, I haven't been up there this entire season.
See, the thing with him is he was telling us he knows the numbers because of the name. He's been throwing it to number 9, but what is his name? So that's the problem with him.
Sad state of affairs in Evanland. All right, go ahead.
They need to implement a rule that you have to sit out a year on your second transfer. No exceptions for injury or coaching changes.
I think what needs to happen, and again, you know, as it would relate to U of M, and you want the NCAA to go away, I think we all do, but they're here now. Once the NCAA disappears, you're going to have a real problem in this sport if there's not a true central governing body that has the ability to collectively bargain a real labor agreement. There has to be a labor agreement.
Or if you sign this NIL deal, you're here. Mike, I'm signing you to a 2-year NIL deal.
That's right.
You cannot transfer.
That would help.
or you pay back every dime.
The problem to me, and it would, I don't know if it would bother you, the listener. I just hate the idea of, oh yeah, I love this guy. He's a sophomore. He's become a really good player. Oh, but he's going to be a pending free agent at the end of the year. Listen, I get enough of that on Sundays.
Well, that's where you are, because I'm like, you know, what if Aiden Shotley, well, fine, then he'll be in Alabama next year. It's like, I guess you just can't win.
No, you can't. The situation has set fans up to lose. Let's say Spartan fans, all 12 of us that are left, are, oh my God, Aiden Childs is a ton of fun to watch. This is great. You can't really invest because the kid's going to want even more money. Like Oregon, for instance. Phil Knight, the reports are Phil Knight has just said, I'm going to die. I need a title. Dan Lanning, don't even call. Just send me the invoice. Let's say Aiden Childs is really good. And then they lose Numbnuts, the kid from UCF in Oklahoma. Gabriel. Let's say he goes bye-bye.
Right.
They come to the table and they offer $4 million for Aiden Childs. He's gone. Gone. So what was the point of being passionate?
But they got the quarterback from King, so.
I know. Bad example.
Yes, I get it.
It's just as
one of blows up, then right. He becomes like, the hottest commodity. Like Dylan Gabriel left Oklahoma. Which you're thinking, Oklahoma's safe, right?
Nope.
No.
Definitely not. I mean, even Kenny, like the idea they have Carson Beck and they take good care of Carson Beck, they lost their backup. You know, they had a good backup, that Vandergriff kid. Now he's at Kentucky. You can't have – that's the
well,
other –
they lost too.
Yes.
Because they had Rayola's kid.
Yes. That's the other problem I have is it's very unnatural in college football not to have a backup quarterback. In the NFL, it's different. If you have Pat Mahomes, your backup can't possibly make any money. Mm-hmm. College football now, you literally had a pig farmer as the quarterback of Utah last year, that Brandon Barnes kid. He was a pig farmer. They didn't have a backup. Like that irreparably damages the game. Quarterbacks are one hit from being out.
Not every team has five quarterbacks, Mike.
I see what you're doing there, and I'm not taking the bait. Not doing it.